Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed grain trade today. We're higher in the Midwest. Row crops, corn up a penny, soybeans up 3 to 5 cents on the front end. On back, it was a little bit weaker. And then wheat futures continued their slide today. March, Chicago and Kansas City both down around 3 cents. July 14, Kansas City wheat is 6.48¾, down a penny and a half. So overall weak there. Some of the moisture moving through the southern plains has weighed on wheat futures. And as moisture, soil moisture levels rise, that puts us in better shape going into the spring. And prospects of a good crop are improving there, looking out this spring. There are several things this week, of course. We're closed for Christmas Day, and then we open back up, not Christmas evening, Christmas Day evening, but on Thursday morning at 8:30 Central Time, rather. The markets will open back up and resume trading. So we have a little bit of a strange week here with the middle of the week taken out, but we'll open up Thursday morning and trade regular hours through the 1:15 close on Friday afternoon. We expect a light trade as most traders just take off the entire week, and it'll resume kind of what we saw Monday and Tuesday.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The reports that we would typically have tomorrow for Christmas will be delayed until Friday in terms of the ethanol report. And then the export sales report, which would normally come out on Thursday morning, will also be Friday. So we'll wait for those. 2-week forecast calling for below normal temperatures and normal to below normal precipitation here in the Midwest. Brazil, on the other hand, is calling for normal temperatures in the north, but above normal temperatures in the south and below normal precip. So the dryness and hot areas of South America are look like they're going to continue. Same for Argentina, below normal precipitation expected, but above normal temperature. So a lot of crop stress going on in both Argentina and Brazil. Funds today. Funds look like they were trying to lift the beans and corn a little bit of sellers on wheat. But as we mentioned before, there's not a lot of volume today as things slow down and traders take the holiday break here and mostly take off the week since the holiday's in the middle of the week. So not a whole lot going on, just a little bit of hot and dry weather helping those crops as their growing season is right now for corn and beans in South America. And so that is providing a little bit of support for corn and bean futures.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were down 35 cents on the close at 132.35. January feeders were off 42 cents at 166.25. And February lean hogs closed down 32 cents and closed at 85.87. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was unchanged at 6.48½. Chicago March wheat was down half a penny at 6.09 even. Chicago March corn was up 1¼ cents on the day at 4.35½. And January soybeans were up 7½ cents at 13.36 even. March cotton was down 109 points and closed at 81.15 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.